or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
You know the Nylabone Chew toy that you love lasts forever, but sometimes we all need to occupy our dogs for just a little while. Nylabone Healthy Edibles are the delicious edible dog chews that get their attention and keep them busy. All natural and made right here in the USA. You can find Nylabone Healthy Edibles at PetSmart and your local neighborhood pet store. Join Club Nylabone now at Nylabone.com for helpful pet care tips and special offers. That's Nylabone.com. Nylabone. Choose better.
What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit BaymontInns.com/Home Team Hospitality for more.
FYI, St. Louis, Appliance Discounters is having the biggest Bosch warehouse sale of the year. Get the lowest price ever on Bosch appliances, and you'll also get a 10% rebate back on purchases of three or more Bosch appliances. We're not stopping there. When you purchase any Bosch dishwasher, Appliance Discounters will install it for free. Appliance Discounters is the fastest growing Bosch appliance dealer in the Midwest. Shop any of our four locations in Webster Groves, St. Charles, Arnold, or Baldwin, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Illini fans, Mizzou fans, come see Illinois and Mizzou baseball play for bragging rights on Tuesday night, March 31st at GCS Ballpark, home of the Gateway Grizzlies. Tickets start at $10. Get an all-you-can-eat buffet for just a few bucks more. Buy tickets at gatewaygrizzlies.com.
A high-powered unit packed into this small space.
You just described the 250-watt KTRS transmitter. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the March 24th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Very important that you make sure the name Price is in the company you're dealing with. There's minimal confusion. It's not a lot, but even one customer lost to another company because they got confused is one too many. So look for the name Price, and it is a name. It's actually something that you shouldn't shop just on the basis of price. Hey, I'll tell you what I mean by that. After we do a round of it, that was weak. Stop the music. Yes, that was what happened. Dan, what happened to you? Stop the music.
Oh, sorry. I was.
Where were you?
I was on the phone.
You dumping Cleveland?
I was, but now he said the line is much shorter. They added more people.
Well, I'm sure happy we can work in his. He can work us in his travel schedule. Start the music again. Dan was dealing with Bill Cleveland, who's.
Hey!
His travels, I guess, are starting to interfere with his segment. Where was I? Round of introductions? Oh, yeah, okay. The control board is run by Eon the Peon. Sandy, sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are not hearing from your advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mask. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
The Rat Boy's trying to tell me something to warn Bill about. He wanted to know if he's going out of the country because if he can't, Rat Boy handed me a note. He can't take any tobacco products, any fruit, can't take any, what is this word? I can't read it.
Cheese.
Any cheese out of the country.
Oh,
he's not
no,
going out
don't.
Of the country. He's in Houston, Texas, for goodness sakes. He means well. Give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Sometimes those people in Texas that are actually from Texas think that they're at another country.
I got news for you, though. That's a good thing. I think that when you're that crazy about the state you live in, all states should take a lesson from that. Texans love Texas. And I think it'd be great if Missourians loved Missouri the way Texans love Texas, or any state for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, man. They'll fight you.
If you say anything about Texas, don't mess with Texas. And, you know, that's not their official slogan, but that's a slogan. Bill Cleveland is on the way. He found time in his busy schedule to work us in today. He's in Houston, Texas, and I need to remember that when I introduce him. Till he gets here, let me remind you that when I said price is not the only thing you should use to determine who is going to do your kitchen or bathroom, that is absolutely right. You will always find somebody to do a job cheaper. And in many cases, you know what you're going to get? A really lousy job, especially if it's considerably cheaper. We talked to three kitchen and bathroom companies before we did our kitchen many, many, many years ago. And all three of them came back to us. And one of them was considerably less. The other two, Thompson Price and the other company, were within a couple of thousand dollars of each other. But you should have seen the bid from this cheaper company. It wasn't quite written on a napkin, but it was close. It wasn't professional. And I thought, if this is the way you do a bid on a job, I can't imagine how you cut corners when you actually do the job. And then when Thompson Price and his crew got a hold of it, we saw there was nothing left of the imagination. We knew exactly what we were going to be getting. And then when they did the blueprints for the job, and I can't even read blueprints. You ever see real architectural blueprints?
Yes.
I can't make heads or tails out of those things. They've got all the little scales of this represents.
Well, this symbol is a door.
And, yeah, this is a toilet, and this is a sink, and this is a shower. Little doors swung open, and this is a bedroom. My wife can actually look at that stuff and, oh, look, here's the master bedroom. It leads out into a breezeway, and I don't know what I'm looking at. But they did blueprints I could follow. And I knew they were going to move some major appliances that would require rerouting of 220 circuitry. They did what they had to do. They knew if we wanted some cabinets moved that we wanted out of the way that were blocking our view into the great room, if they were going to go, it meant major rerouting of some plumbing. Okay, let's do it. If you're going to do it right. You don't want to overpay. You never want to feel like you overpaid, and you won't. You'll get every dollar's worth because it's going to be done right. Nobody wants it more perfectly done than they do. You do, certainly, and they want you to be happy. And that's what's going to happen. And they will not let you talk them into cutting any corners and doing something to cheap. They're not going to do it. Cheap meaning low quality. They will not be part of that. Because inevitably you're going to be unhappy and you're going to come back at them with it. They want to do a job that you're not going to be unhappy with, never going to be unhappy with. It's going to hold up for years and years and years. You want to see a small example of their work? Go to the showroom on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, in De Pere, next to McAllister's Deli. You can also go to their website. It's thompsonprice.com. From Houston, Texas. I wonder if he has a Texas accent already. Been down there a couple of days. You pick that up pretty fast when you're down there. It's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. They have an app. It's STL Taxi. It's a really great app. It's easy to use. It is really slick. Download it. It's free. It's a good way to get a Laclede Cab. Now from Houston, Texas, everybody, here's Bill Cleveland. Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
I don't hear the Texas accent yet.
You know what's interesting about Houston? I expected to hear a lot of people with southern draws and a lot of, like you say, the Texas accent. But Houston is really a city made up of a bunch of transplants from other parts of the country. It's like, I don't know how many different hundreds of languages that are spoke here by people, but I didn't hear a lot. Like, I heard one time in the 4 days I was here, y'all. Only once.
Well, it's not the same as Mississippi or Arkansas. You're right. But if you go to Amarillo or somewhere, I think you get more of that cowboy Texas thing. But you're right.
No, I would agree with that.
Houston's a huge town. It's much bigger than St. Louis. A lot of people don't know that. Houston's a big city.
And before I do a few jokes here, I have to mention this. Today I discovered Houston downtown has this like bizarre, it's like this underground world, and it's because I guess it's incredibly, almost unbearably hot in the summer months. So they have a tunnel system underneath downtown Houston where everything, you can get your hair cut, you can buy jewelry, you can, you know, places for lunch, for breakfast, drinks, whatever, and it's all underground. It's this weird like tunnel thing, kind of like you know how underneath the White House and the, I mean, not underneath the White House, like under the congressional buildings and stuff, they have tunnels for the congressmen and stuff? It's kind of the same deal, and I kind of got to discover that a little bit today.
Isn't there an underground Atlanta? Isn't that kind of the same
thing? Maybe so. I don't know.
I think there is.
Check that out. Right. Well, the big news around here is Ted Cruz, who is, of course, a senator from Texas. Now, even though he's from Canada, he's announced that he's running for president of the United States. But, you know, he has to be very careful since he's from Canada. A lot of people are going to be going after him because of that. Like today, for example, he claimed America's favorite pastime is ice hockey.
No, he's wrong. He's wrong about that.
Making those little mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
The board game Monopoly just turned 80. How about that? 80. Do you guys like Monopoly?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I don't. It never
too
ends.
Long.
It's too long.
Yeah, just turned 80, which means the very first Monopoly game should be wrapping up any minute now.
Any day.
And finally.
Well, that's what I do remember about Monopoly. As a kid, we'd play it for like 4 days, and the game still wasn't over.
Yeah, I like to be the iron.
The iron. Okay, thank you, Dan.
Yeah. I was the top hat.
Now you can buy Whopper-scented cologne. You know, Burger King, the Whopper, they have Whopper-scented cologne.
About time.
Unfortunately, the only woman you can attract is Rosie O'Donnell.
I knew he was going to say
looking for.
I knew it.
She's an easy one. The Bill Clavel segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from the, I believe this is the George Bush International Airport I'm sitting in right now. Great people watching, as always, in the airport. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRL.
All right, son, you get on back here to Missouri now, okay? There you go, it's Bill Cleveland down in Texas. I don't even know if that's actually a Texas accent. I know the Texas accent is a pretty southern accent.
Girls with a southern accent.
Girls with a southern accent. Yeah. Hard to beat. That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, with a really slick app, STL Taxi. You'll see. Download it. Tonight at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9 o'clock, it's the Danny Cox Outdoor Show. That's right, Danny Cox, as in former pitcher with the St. Louis Cardinals and a couple of other teams, wasn't he, with Pittsburgh and...
I don't know where he went. Philadelphia, I think.
A couple other teams. He's going to do every Tuesday night from 8 to 9 o'clock, the Danny Cox. He's a huge outdoorsman. I don't know if you knew that or not. He hunting and fishing and that stuff. That should be interesting. So it's tonight. Starts tonight and every Tuesday night, 8 to 9 o'clock. Welcome. For those of you who are visiting this week and you're here all week, you're in St. Louis all week, welcome. If you just moved here, welcome to St. Louis Spring. Tomorrow, 74 degrees. Friday night, 18 degrees.
Yeah.
Wow. It's all over the place. All over the place. Dan, this is a perfect story for you. For those who don't remember or didn't hear, when we were in Cancun, we almost lost, sorry, Dan Strauss.
All right. Yeah, we did
to a snorkeling.
We did.
Dan went snorkeling and more than once sucked in about 80 gallons of water, seawater, in his lungs.
Yeah, he almost drowned with a life preserver on.
Yeah,
really hard to do.
Very hard to do. Only Dan could drown. Well, was he wearing a life jacket? Yeah, two of them, and he still drowned.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Yesterday, in the Florida Keys, three people just yesterday died snorkeling.
Whoa.
We could have lost you, Dan.
Oh, man. I'm glad I got out.
They don't give the specifics. They just say the three different people, three different parts of the Keys, pulled in the same day out of the water, dead, drowned snorkeling. So, see, we thought Dan was exaggerating his near-death experience.
No.
When, in fact, I've never been to the Florida Keys. I want to go to the Keys. I would, too.
I'd like to go there, too. Supposed to be really nice, and
maybe we can go down there and you can snorkel.
Okay,
because apparently
that sounds great.
I haven't snorkeled for a long, long time. When I was nearsighted, really nearsighted, I had a snorkel mask, and you can go to certain places and they'll take your glasses prescription, and you have a prescription snorkel mask.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's fantastic. So, because if you don't see well and you're really almost blind, you put the thing on. Everybody going, oh, look at the beautiful fish. I didn't see them. Where were they? Well, my snorkel mask had prescription lenses. I'm telling you, it was great. But I also in St. Thomas went deep sea diving, scuba diving.
You did?
Yes, we did a whole, like a half day, and you get certified, and we're down for half an hour, 30 feet or whatever. I have to tell you something. I hated it, and I'll tell you why. One, when you get down 30, 40, 50 feet, the pressure, the water pressure is unbelievable, and I was afraid I was going to blow out of eardrums or something because I really didn't still know what I was doing. It's a lot of stuff you're dragging around on you, tanks and that whatever that thing is, I forgot the name of it, you put it in your mouth.
Did you feel claustrophobic at all?
Yes, I did not like it at all. Yeah. I didn't like it. And I'll tell you something else. You go to a good place to snorkel, I'm not kidding, you can see just about everything you'd see. Now, of course, if you go way down there and you'll see some creatures down in the dark and deep that you don't. But a good snorkeling place where the water is clear, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Unless you're down.
No, I don't need to get, you know, 100 feet.
I need
feet
to get
down
under
below.
There and get caught. I always have this like, it's a scene from a horror snorkeling movie or scuba diving movie where you snag, you get caught on a rock or something, and then your hose tears.
Oh, yeah.
Water, bubbles are coming out of the hose. You're not getting any air. You're trying to get somebody's attention.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're dead.
I see one statue. And that was
before he got out of the.
Before
yeah.
I got out,
it was
I got
an underwater museum.
Yeah, I saw one statue while I was swallowing.
That
a bunch
sure
of water.
Doesn't sound man-made.
Oh no,
place the stuff there.
There's a VW bug down there, but it was neat too. On another one of our things, we did snorkeled in a cave. That was
now
cool.
I did that. I snorkeled in the cave.
But see, snorkeling in the right conditions, it's as good as scuba diving.
Oh sure, yeah. Absolutely.
And you don't have nearly the crap on.
No,
you.
I've
you
never
got
had
a tube and a mask.
I've never had an interest in scuba diving.
No.
Tax season, we're like 3 weeks away from the deadline, April 15th. Check this out. One of the problems, the IRS, what a horrible, horrible outfit that is. We ought to do away with the stinking IRS. They, every year, they hand out like $6 billion in fraudulent refunds. And I'm reading this article.
Oh, I keep hearing people around me that say, my uncle, I think, had it done to him. People are filing under their name.
Well, here's the deal.
I don't know how that works.
In this article, here's what it says. It's as crazy as it sounds. The IRS issues refunds before they receive the W-2 forms to confirm earnings.
Yeah,
so,
it just
so you
backwards.
Can file
yeah,
and not attach the W-2s. They'll just go ahead and pay you the refund, and then maybe down the road later they'll find out that, oh, wait, you didn't really make that money.
I can't figure that out, how they let...
And I guess it's pretty easy to do. I would never risk it because I'd be the guy to go to prison. And then they printed this list of things not to do when you file your taxes. These are all red flags that'll get you audited, and some of them make perfect sense. It says typos and bad math. If they see where you misspelled a lot of stuff, I guess they figure that if you weren't, studious enough, you don't pay enough attention to spell correctly and do math properly, you're probably not doing a lot of other things right. So they're gonna call you in and do a little closer check on you. The other thing it says that is a flag that gets their attention is, and you guys tell me if you're going to have to deal with this year, if you have more than $1 million in taxable income.
Well.
No.
Now I'm just under that.
Which means no radio guy has probably ever been called in because of that. Also, if you claim zero income, if you write off everything and you show that everything you took in was deductible and you have zero to claim, they're going to want to talk to you about that. And then they always say, you know, your chances of being audited are... I can tell you something. They ought to audit themselves.
Yeah.
With all the crap that you hear about the IRS. How about auditing them? That's what we need to do. I didn't get around this story last week. This is kind of sad, actually, but I guess I get it. They are doing away with elephants at the Barnum & Bailey, Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus.
Oh, yeah.
No more elephants. They will be phased out of the performances by 2018. Here's my question. If you're going to phase out the elephants, why does it take 3 years to phase them out?
I've never earned it. Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense to me. If it's something that you shouldn't have in there, doesn't a lot of this have to do with the animal rights people saying the training of elephants is cruel and they're mistreated? Well, if that's true, and you essentially have admitted it's true by taking the elephants out of the act, then why don't you just shut it down this year?
Yeah.
And I don't really know how much of that's true. I don't doubt there's some of that. Abuse to train these animals. But man, when you see, have you ever been to the circus? When you see a big monster elephant put its foot down over one of those petite little women and hold his foot over her, and in 1 second, he could just squash her. That's pretty impressive. Or you see them stand up on their hind legs. An animal that was never meant to be on its hind legs, I don't think.
Oh, I got a text from Greg Kornfeld. I don't know if you know him.
Never heard of him.
New guy here. He just started. He's a worker here at the station. Just started last week, I think. He said it's because Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield got a big security breach. So a bunch of people's information is out there. So that's why some of the tax people are able to file taxes with the people's information.
Oh, I thought he was sending you a text about the elephants.
This article doesn't mention that at all. This article says they've been doing it for years before that breach.
Oh.
That people filed claiming income in the IRS for years has never required a W-2 to back it up, and they just pay the refunds. They just take you at your word. Okay. You say this is your Social Security number. Here's how much you have coming back. Here's a check.
He better go back to school. He's wrong.
Yeah, he is wrong. He's wrong. He's always
Corny,
wrong.
Corny, you're wrong. You're wrong, Corny.
So apparently last night there was a threat made against President Obama's niece. It's not actually his niece. It's his niece by marriage. She's the daughter of Michelle Obama's brother. And somebody threatened her, so they had the Secret Service at her basketball game. It was the Princeton, Maryland NCAA tournament, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. I said this before. Three times in my life, I've been working in a building where there was a bomb threat. Nothing happened. Look at all the, as long as you can remember, where you've seen the news story of a bomb threat, where you have seen bombs go off, like Boston, there was no threat. Mm-hmm. They just set the bomb off. I know you can't ignore things like this, but the truth is some knucklehead sitting back getting a big kick out of the fact that you sent some extra cops and Secret Service into the basketball game, and they're sitting back there going, that's because of me. That's because of me.
Hey, I think
you're
families,
an idiot for doing that, especially in a day of tracking everybody.
Do the families of the president and the president's wife, do they get Secret Service too?
Well, the president's wife does. She's first lady.
Well, I know she does, but does like her brother and all that?
No. Michelle Obama's brother? No.
Yeah.
No. He didn't have Secret Service protection. How far would you take it?
Yeah, I know. I don't
First
know.
Cousins? I mean, yeah. The kids do. The daughters do when they go out, obviously. Yeah. But outside the family, the immediate family, I don't think so. Like, I'm an expert. I'm not. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I don't know why they're funny, but jokes that start with a guy goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, I have bad news and worse news. They're already funny right there, and that's not a funny scenario. If you've ever known or been anybody who went to a doctor and got a really bad diagnosis, but they're funny for some reason, and I have one of those for you now. And it's a guy who has some tests run, and then his doctor calls him and says, I'd like to see you in my office. Whenever the doctor says, I'd like to see you in my office, let me tell you something. It's usually something bad. The doctor doesn't invite you into his office and close the door so he can pour you a cocktail or something. It's serious. He goes in. He says, Jim, I've looked at all the test results, and I have some bad news, and I have some worse news. Jim says, oh, my goodness. Well, give me the bad news. Let's take it a little step at a time here. Give me the bad news first. He says, well, based on the tests, you have a very serious condition, and he gives it some long medical name. He says, bottom line is, you're going to have to take a pill every day for the rest of your life. And Jim says, that's it? A pill? One pill? He goes, yes, but you have to take it every day for the rest of your life. He goes, well, that's not the end of the world. I mean, morning or afternoon. He said, it doesn't matter. You can take it any time of day, but you have to take one every day for the rest of your life. He goes, well, what's the worst news? He says, well, I'm writing you a prescription for three pills.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Wiley.
Well, crews have been working with a crash on eastbound 44 at Jefferson. Only the far left lane is getting through, and now they have the ramp completely blocked. So traffic is backing up from about Grand. If you're traveling on eastbound 40, things are getting better. You're slow now, Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270, stop and go from Dorset to just south of Olive, and then it's just some slow areas all the way down through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 270, just a little hesitation as you go through Lindbergh and again at New Florissant, and then a good run to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. On eastbound 40, things are slowing Just in areas now between Timberlake Manor up through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on everything you need for your business and to keep your office clean. From wipes, paper towels, sponges, to all kinds of disinfectants and cleaners. Make on budget happen. Make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson, and this week is flying by. We'll keep that going on Wednesday morning with medical news from Dr. Jeff Lowell, a visit from Kat Neville from Feast Magazine. She just got back from Vietnam with some great stories. And are you ready to get kinky? We'll chat with a cast member from the musical Kinky Boots in studio. It's McGraw Live. Join us for all of that, plus news, traffic, weather, and sports to start your workday on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're most likely listening now to the radio for entertainment or educational value. We've been listening to our customers for over 45 years to truly become educated on their needs. A recent survey really got our attention. Hi, this is Terry from Weedman Lawn Care. The Weedman brand has earned the highest degree of respect nationally in the industry and leads in customer retention rate as well. It turns out that the vast majority of our customers have or plan to refer us to others. That's the true litmus test for trusting a service provider. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where locally owned experts are waiting to listen and provide you with a free quote and the best in service. Weedman uses golf course quality granular fertilizers that last months, not just days like those of many competitors. This makes environmental sense and also grows a stronger root system and thus lawn. We promise prompt free service calls and customize all the special details of your account. Listening has become a lost art, but not at Weedman. You've heard we're the best. Doesn't your family deserve a Weedman lawn? Go to WeedmanUSA.com now, where promises are kept and family memories are made.
Hey fans, this season the Cardinals are giving away six replica jerseys throughout the year. That's right, there are six replica jerseys this season. There's the Matt Carpenter batting practice jersey, the Saturday alternate, Adam Wainwright jersey. There's even a jersey for the kids. You can get tickets to all six games that feature jersey giveaways, plus four more through the 10-game jersey pack, or buy them as an individual game ticket. Cardinals baseball, it's where tradition meets today. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
Celebrate the tradition of Cardinals baseball this season with incredible bobblehead giveaways. Those giveaways will include the Ozzie Smith, Lou Brock, Al Robosky, and Lance Berkman bobbleheads. The bobblehead giveaways also include the stars of today. There's the Yadier Molina and Matt Carpenter bobbleheads. That's not all. There's the Harry Carey bobblehead as well. Get your tickets through one of our 5-game or 10-game promotional packs, or as an individual game ticket. 2015 means bobbleheads. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Looking forward to your tax refund? So are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once identity thieves get a hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your Social Security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095.
In baseball, if you're with the team applying the most pressure, you're with the winner. However, this is never true when purchasing an at-need or pre-need funeral. I'm Kathy Cutis, and I'm here to personally guarantee you will never find a pressurized sales pitch at Cutis. Our trained personnel answer your questions, and you make the decisions. If you ever find yourself at a funeral home where you feel pressure, you're in the wrong place. Cutis Funeral Home, affordability with dignity for over 100 years.
As a true community bank, Pulaski Bank understands and is committed to the growth of local St. Louis businesses. Although they've grown over the years, they've never lost sight of who they are and what they're here to do. Pulaski Bank is dedicated to serving the needs of their clients by building relationships and trust, giving sound, straightforward advice, and providing exceptional service. Experience true community banking at Pulaski Bank. Call 314-878-2210 or visit PulaskiBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Are you looking for an investment property but don't have time to do the research? At the letter you name your home price.com, you can skip all the hassle and find properties that are pre-screened by their real estate professionals. Log in and you'll see options not currently listed on traditional real estate websites. They'll even notify you when new ones arrive. The service is free. Find your investment property today at the letter U, name your home price.com. Presented by Corey Ellis Group, Berkshire Hathaway Select Properties.
FYI, St. Louis, Appliance Discounters is having the biggest Bosch warehouse sale of the year. Get the lowest price ever on Bosch appliances, and you'll also get a 10% rebate back on purchases of three or more Bosch appliances. We're not stopping there. When you purchase any Bosch dishwasher, Appliance Discounters will install it for free. Appliance Discounters is the fastest growing Bosch appliance dealer in the Midwest. Shop any of our four locations in Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, or Baldwin, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Set sail for Cruises Camp. Or free slot play during the Cruises and Cash giveaway with 100 winners on Saturday, March 28th from 4 to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino St. Louis.
A stock market correction, sudden illness, surprise tax bill, and unforeseen expenses. Discover how to protect your life savings from the what-ifs in retirement on America's Wealth Management Show, Saturday afternoon at 1 on 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine.
Well, I sure hope he has some Kardashian news. I can't get enough of those skanks.
Oh, yeah.
When's this Bruce Jenner going to finally come out and go, hey, I want to be a woman? When's that going to happen? It seems like it's we're teased with it, but is it ever going to, you know, come to a conclusion? I don't know.
He was supposed to have the big interview with somebody.
With Diane Sawyer, yeah. But I don't know that was ever even done. Well, if anybody will know, it's this guy. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are next door to each other. Same proprietor, Mr. Sainert. And anything I would say would sound like what lots of restaurants say about their restaurants. All I'm going to say to you is this. You go and then you tell me. You let me know. Make an appointment. Make a reservation, rather, because Annie Gunn's is very popular, and you're going to see why. And long before all that other stuff was in the valley, they were still there and still very, very successful. Smokehouse Market, same thing. Gift cards, always a good idea. From Southern California, here's Mike Evans. So what is the deal with Miss Jenner, this gal Bruce Jenner? Is there ever going to be a conclusive final? Okay, hey, I'm turning into
Diane
a woman.
Yeah, Diane Sawyer, April 26th on ABC.
Oh, has it been already taped, or is it yet to be done?
Yet to be taped, but the air date's April 26th.
Okay, that I'll watch.
Pop quiz question, name the name of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's twins. Godfather. George Clooney. Matt Damon. Ben Affleck, Bono. Answer in just a minute. Odds and ends, Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah.
Is now being called one of Hollywood's top 10 hotties.
I
don't know. Since she's got her haircut, she is really darling now.
Do I know her? Would I know who this
no,
is?
No, Big Bang. You don't watch Big Bang.
I don't know who she is.
Best show on television. Good. I don't know why you don't watch it, homie.
I don't either.
You're denying yourself.
I'm peeing on myself. As
you you're denying yourself.
Okay.
Like a beautiful woman comes in and wants you to sleep with her. You go, no.
I've done it many times, Mike.
John Cryer, tell-all book about the real Charlie Sheen and the horrible way he treated people on 2 and a Half Men. I think it's going to make everybody hate Charlie Sheen. Well, those who don't already hate Charlie
Sheen. And is that a surprise to anybody?
No.
I don't think so.
Justin Bieber's people keep pressing studios to find a movie project for Justin Bieber. But the studio executive is saying, it's just not going to happen. We're not going to put millions of dollars into a Justin Bieber movie.
I saw some still photos of, I guess, the Comedy Central roast, if that's been yet, or rehearsal or something. He looked like an adult. He's got his hair combed like an adult, like a grown person.
Wow.
Maybe he's trying to look grown up now.
10 years ago when Steven Spielberg, I love this story. 10 years ago when Steven Spielberg was shooting The War of the Worlds with 11-year-old Dakota Fanning, Steven Spielberg promised little 11-year-old Dakota he was going to take her to Las Vegas when she turned 21. Dakota turned 21 last week. Steven Spielberg sent his plane and flew her to Las Vegas, met her there, and showed her a great time. I think that's very nice.
That is.
A little different story. Come on, man! Does anybody really believe Donald Trump is going to run for president?
No.
No, I don't think so.
He does this every 4 years.
Yeah, this is part of his shtick.
It's just promotion.
Yeah, put a pair of 15 yellow shoes, a big green natural wig, and red ping pong ball in his nose.
I don't know why the media gives him
even
this.
Takes him serious.
Yeah, this leash. I don't know.
I don't get it. But he's saying he's the one that could turn this country around.
Well, maybe he could. We'll never know because he's not going to run.
TV News, James Caan was cast to be a part of the new Fox TV pilot called Fantasy of Life. But at the very first table read, everybody agreed they'd be better off without James Caan.
Whoa.
James Caan, Henri, very difficult. He has some real issues. That's all I'll say. I can say no more about James Caan, although I know a lot.
How does that work, though? Have you not already been hired by the time you do the first read? Or is it still, you know, let's see how it goes.
I don't know. They had an out clause or bought him out or what?
Yeah, obviously they did.
With Jinx, Son of Liberty, Hatfield McCoys, John Adams, The Roosevelts. You watch any of those?
No.
No.
All great documentaries.
Hatfield McCoys I did. That was good.
So successful, there's going to be a lot more documentaries on television next year.
Hatfield McCoys was very good.
You know, I doubt that many people watch this, but I got to tell you, Glee's finale was really good. They tied all the ends together. I thought they told a great story. It was great writing, good acting. I was surprised because I didn't even like that show. Hadn't seen it in a couple of years. Watched the finale. Sort of got forced to watch it.
No, I missed it.
And it was really good. And date in history, March 24th, 1989, the largest oil spill in American history happened when the Exxon tanker Valdez spilled 100 million gallons of crude.
And
it's a lot of oil. Jim Parsons' birthday today. You know how old he is?
48.
Any other guesses?
Jim Parsons, I will say 42.
He's 42 years old.
Hmm. Whoa.
How
look
about
at
that?
You, Peon.
Way to go, Peon.
We're
going to
review his movie Home tomorrow. It's a DreamWorks animated film. Anyway.
No.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And finally.
I want one of those jobs reading for an animated film.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
What a great gig that is.
Really?
Yeah.
Name the name of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's twins, Godfather, George Clooney, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Bono. You know, Franco Pinion has been very good at this lately.
Yeah, my streak's going to end maybe today.
Let's see how it goes.
What do you think?
Man, I'll go Clooney.
I'm saying Clooney.
I think that's the obvious one.
Yeah.
So give me the other choices real quickly.
Matt Damon and
Ben Affleck. Who was the other one?
Bono.
I don't
Matt
think
Damon,
it's Bono.
Ben Affleck, George Clooney.
You know what? I'm going to go Bono because that's the least likely. Bono.
The answer is Bono.
Yeah. Oh. I'm hot, man.
I'm on good tape.
Yeah. I am on fire,
man.
Clooney was too easy because all those stories about Clooney and Pitt being such good buddies.
He suckered us right in.
Yeah.
The only bad thing about a streak like this is it's got to end, and the hammer's coming down pretty soon. That was Mike Evans, who, by the way, still doesn't know how to pronounce Spielberg's last name. He calls him Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
He always does that. It's Spielberg, not Spielberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike. I tell you that to your face, except you throw a tantrum.
Yeah.
Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. And the Smokehouse Market. More news to come later about Steven Spielberg from Mike Evans. We may get our actual full-blown close in today with all our little goodbyes, I hope. First Community Credit Union is a banking institution. You don't have to have the name or the word bank in your name to be a place to bank. I don't know when banks have been around. I mean, you watch the old Westerns and they go into the saloon. Every town, like a little bitty town with a bunch of wooden plank sidewalks, and there's always the saloon where everybody goes to get drunk and take gals upstairs. There's the livery stable where the blacksmith, and there's a bank and a jail. All the Western towns had that. So banks have been around for a while. And I guess over the years, they obviously got a lot more sophisticated. And, you know, there's not the guy with the visor, the tinted visor behind the window anymore. And if you had to say, well, what do people use a bank for? I would say, well, they keep money there. They borrow money there. And that's kind of it, those two main purposes for a bank. But there are other services a bank. I remember years ago, if I needed a notary, I still don't get the whole notary public thing. But there's still every once in a while, you go, it needs to be notarized. So you go to somebody and they pull out their notary thing and charge you $2. They have all that stuff too. It's a place to bank. And you go, well, it's just like all the other places. No, it's not like all the other places. Because banks, especially if the name bank is in the name of the place, they're owned by people. They have owners. The owners split the profits at the end of the year. In this case, First Community Credit Union, the profit stays in the credit union. That means stability, security, and a lot of money for the people who are members. That's what we're called, members who need to borrow it. It's there for you. And they're really popular, especially this one. This is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And the more people learn about a credit union and how in many ways to the customers it's better than a regular bank, the bigger they get. And it's now the largest, 40 locations, and I'm inviting you to do your banking there. You're not going to miss anything. Nothing you're doing where you bank now are you going to miss at First Community. I think the experience is only going to be enhanced, and the services are only going to be greater and better. And the service you get from the people there is going to be better. Check it out, First Community Credit Union. Their website is firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
It's time for our final check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they keep adding more equipment to this accident on eastbound 44 at Jefferson. Only one lane is getting through the far left lane, and they also have the exit lane blocked. That's eastbound 44 at Jefferson. Traffic is backed up just a little bit east of Kings Highway. Now we've got a vehicle fire. It's on southbound 270 south of Highway 44. The right lane is blocked. Traffic is running slow from Manchester down through Highway 44 before things finally open up. You are getting a little bit better on eastbound 40 downtown. You're just a little bit slow now from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40 still slowing west of Kings Highway through McCausland. A little bit heavy from Mason through Highway 141. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on everything you need for your business and to keep your office clean, from wipes, paper towels, sponges, to all kinds of disinfectants and cleaners. Make on budget happen. Make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is former Cardinal pitcher Danny Cox. Join me on the Big 550 KTRS, 8 o'clock tonight, for the Danny Cox Outdoor Show, where former athletes of today's game come together, talk a little bit about their sport and also the passion for the outdoors. And our guests will be Marco Gonzalez, Pat Henkin, and probable future Hall of Famer Jim Thome on the Danny Cox Outdoor Show, the premiere, 8 o'clock tonight on the Big 550 KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/hometeamhospitality for more.
Wow, look at that. We're going to get our entire closing segment in. It has been a pleasure serving you. Be nice to Bill Cleveland. He'll be in here tomorrow and Thursday. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road
up ahead, and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Bye, in your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
We continue to have our eyes out for more rain and some thunderstorms, and each batch that comes in will increase the risk of severe weather. We'll keep you up to date.
Hitting takes on a new meaning tonight in Wildwood.
Why some hope this could be the start of a solution for cyberbullying.
Plus, motorcycles will be flying through the air this weekend in St. Louis.
Where the fun will be and how you can play a part.
But first on Fox, we're keeping a close eye on the Fox 2 radar right now as round two of rain and storms are starting to move in.
Before this all is over, we could see some severe weather move through the area. Let's begin our team coverage with Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray for what we can expect. Dave.
It's been kind of a strange weather day over the St. Louis area.